Fire Chief Dave LeBlanc from Northern Sunrise County joins us on the line. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. How did the emergency mock exercise go at Northern Sunrise County?
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a great success today. We started at basically 8 o'clock this morning and finished up around 3:30 today. It encompassed Northern Sunrise County staff, Alberta Task Force 1 all-hazard response teams from the region who shadowed our staff to guide them through the developments. We had members of other municipalities, staff come and kind of shadow and see how things went. All in all, I think it was a successful event in how to handle different types of emergencies.
How good is it to have these exercises take place and to have the resources that you had come all together like this?
Yeah, so the province likes to have municipalities do a big mock exercise like this every 3 years. We kind of like to do it a little more often, get a little more practice on different types of events. This one happened to be an ice storm which knocked power out in the region for up to a week. So we did a 4-hour tabletop exercise earlier on in the spring, and this was a follow-up to that and kind of expand on all the different developments that go on and a little more inputs and kind of dealing with a little bit more of the disaster throughout the day.
I remember doing an exercise about 10 years ago in Slave Lake and talking with the mayor there, who was Tyler Warman. He always used to say, hey, it's great to have these exercises and it's great to have these emergency situations all written down and in a binder and then you can have easy access to it. But in your mind here, Dave, how easy is it and how good is it to get hands-on experience with a mock exercise like this?
Emergency preparedness is a bunch of different steps. It goes way beyond just having a manual what to do in the case of a fire, things like that. This allows hands-on experience to feel real-time incidents, to deal with mock real-time challenges, and not just, opening up a binder and hoping for the best. Like I said, practice makes perfect. If you practice your fire drills regularly, then you know what to do and there's no panic. Same with emergency preparedness. If we can practice those disasters that may or may not happen once in 100 years or may happen once every 20 years, get some practice hands-on on actually navigating through that, be it wildland fires, which we did in the past, a large oil spills, or in this case, an ice storm, which knocks out power. It just eases the staff when it does happen, eases the staff into, we practiced this. I think I know what to do, and then you can basically set up and get ready to go.
I sincerely apologize for this question, Dave, but I apologize mostly for my selfishness here in asking this question, but how good was it to have the radio station involved in this?
It was really, that was really good. I appreciated you coming out. What we like to do is we use a lot of our regional partners. We try to reach out to, even businesses. We reached Alberta Emergency Management was there. We came in, different vendors, just to try and give it that real life feel. Now, we can send an actor in to do a press release, which we've done in the past for smaller exercises, but we always try to reach out and use actual reporters who know those hard questions to ask, who are coming into the event, kind of like, what's going on here, we need to know, we need to tell the public, and it puts a lot of pressure on, who's giving the media release. So it'd be, in this case, it's our Reeves, supported by myself, in case there's any technical questions, supported by the Dem, who's there as well. Great job on picking those questions and getting that out there. So we really, really like to use, the real-life professionals if we can. So, RCP, EMS, the press in this case.
With your next exercise and moving forward from here, Dave, how good of a learning curve was this to go into the next exercise, which is a little while down the road?
Yeah, so this one was, we've been planning this one for a while. We had quite a few new staff come in and take over new roles. They tried different roles this time, which was really nice to see. Give them like a good flavor of what fits best with their genre kind of thing, like finance department really enjoyed the procurement part of things. We had some people that called in sick at the last minute, so we had to grab some of the spectators who from other municipalities and put them in those roles. And yeah, everybody was like, oh, okay, and it fit quite well. Grab the documents we had ready for them in the binders and the books and say, here you go, here's take a quick read, here's step by step. And having those members from Del Mar Task Force 1 to mentor also helped kind of answer those questions that they weren't quite sure on. So I think it prepares everybody, not only in whatever role they were in, but maybe a potential other role that they might have to play. And you never know, in a disaster, you might be shorthanded. And you might have to do multiple things.
Sounds like everybody's going to be a little bit more prepared, even though you can say to yourself, yeah, I think I'm ready for this, but you never know when things might happen. Being prepared is the best. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's hard to say what's going to happen, and it's hard to predict, you know, what kind of phone calls you're going to get. You can just kind of do it the best you can and kind of prepare for a general, you know, the general event, and then, you know, deal with the fine-tuned things later as it comes up.
I appreciate this. Dave LeBlanc is the fire chief for Northern Sunrise County. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate your time for coming up today.